USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Someone mailed a poisonous package to the president. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The Secret Service and FBI are investigating after a package filled with poison addressed to President Trump was intercepted. The package contained ricin, a highly toxic substance that can cause nausea, vomiting, and stomach bleeding, usually followed by organ failure and death. The package was intercepted at an off-site facility before it reached the White House, and President Trump was never at risk, according to officials. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In northern Los Angeles County, the Bobcat Fire has intensified amid high winds. On Saturday night, the fire had burned nearly 100,000 acres and was threatening desert communities. A firefighter has tested positive for coronavirus and sent the team in charge of firefighting efforts into temporary isolation. In California, fires have killed 26 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The U.S. government has tentatively approved a deal for some U.S. companies to acquire a 20% stake in a new company called Global ByteDance. This averts a ban on downloads of the Chinese-based TikTok in the United States. U.S. Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Commerce Department from ordering Apple and Google to remove from their app stores WeChat, which is owned by another Chinese company. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said he's giving his blessing to a proposed deal that would see the popular video sharing app TikTok partner with Oracle and Walmart to form a United States company. The president has targeted Chinese-owned TikTok for national security and data privacy concerns in the latest flashpoint in the rising tensions between Washington and Beijing. The president's support for a deal comes just a day after the Commerce Department announced restrictions that it put in place that could eventually make it nearly impossible for TikTok's legions of younger fans to use the app. The president said if completed, the deal would create a new company likely to be based in Texas. The deal will make Oracle responsible for hosting all TikTok's U.S. user data and securing computer systems to ensure U.S. national security requirements are satisfied. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.